This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Today marked Colorado's greatest increase in COVID-19 cases in a single day since May, although the rate is not as steep as the U.S. average. At today's press conference on the pandemic, state epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy said some states have seen a more rapid acceleration of cases after students return to school.
And that's certainly why we need to have strategies in place to make sure that our school-aged children are protected at this time.
Polis has maintained that a statewide mask mandate for schools is not necessary, at least not yet. But he wrote a letter to school superintendents encouraging them to follow the guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and require masks. Hanging Lake will be closed indefinitely after last month's mudslides in the Grizzly Creek burn scar area. The lake itself is muddy but undamaged for now, but White River National Forest Supervisor Scott Fitzwilliams says the trail needs to be completely rebuilt.
We've had bridges completely washed out, and much of the trail as you go up is under a debris field of some sort of another.
The Forest Service says the lake area will be closed for the rest of the season and possibly next year's too. Meanwhile, I-70 through Glenwood Canyon is closed in both directions due to a flash flood warning. A monsoonal storm is moving across parts of the state this afternoon that could lead to heavy rainfall included in the canyon, which has been hit hard this season with mudslides and debris flows. The National Weather Service says the storm could produce an inch of rain an hour. Rain and thunderstorms continue to flow across the state. Grand Junction will see more rain shortly. It's currently 66 degrees there, and in Vail, it's raining and 75 degrees. This is CPR News.